from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
And Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network, and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Friday morning, a feel-good summer Friday. Only a couple of them left before we get into our feel-good football Fridays. Got some preseason action over the weekend we can digest and make some opinions about that won't really matter as the season starts, but that's what we do. But yesterday was one of those days for the Mets, and they've had too many of these. I mean, you can think about them every single year. There's at least one or two where you say, wow, you know, only the Mets are capable of a day like this. Only the Jets are capable of a day like this. And when your favorite team is the butt of every joke, it's annoying. It really is annoying. And on top of it, you end up losing a series to the Oakland A's after you come back from this West Coast trip and you're supposed to now beef up and wake up and you're back at Citi Field. And by the way, the crowds have been great, especially the first couple of nights with the night games. Fans were excited. They bought the tickets for this and just kerplop, bang, on the ground. And you're still three games over 500, but right now this team looks like the team that found itself looking up 11 games under 500, more than the team that looked like the one that got themselves 7 games over 500. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. And yeah, yesterday was a fiasco. That's just no other way to put it. I mean, if they win, it's a little bit different story. We're probably a little bit brighter this morning, but when you combine the losing and the mediocrity, and I think Mike Puma says it in his article perfectly this morning, about how the Mets have come out of the All-Star break, where they are, what they've done, how the AL West is basically, they've lost three series to teams. You know, I can understand the Mariners. The Mariners are still fighting for their lives, but the A's and the Angels, they lose those series to those two teams. And then on top of that, you have this fiasco happening before the game yesterday. And, you know, it's like I said to you this morning when you came in, I said, what are the Mets doing? I mean, what are they doing? Why do we always have to have like a secondary or a tertiary situation that goes on around the Mets? And I don't know if it's promotions, marketing. I don't know what, but there's always like a laughable moment. And it seems like it happens religiously. And I'm not going to sit here and act like an old fuddy-duddy and don't get the joke and don't understand what happened yesterday. I kind of get it, and I understand that this young woman is, you know, taking the internet by storm, and she's gone viral for all the wrong reasons. And I'm sure she's a very nice person. She probably said something and did something when she was, you know, under the influence of alcohol, that we've all done and said some stupid things at that time. But I mean, this she looks like a lovely girl, but I mean, what are the Mets doing?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, obviously wasn't the reaction that they were looking for when they did this, but, you know, I want to know how much of this would have been a story if they had won the game. Because I think it's the combination. It's almost like all the ingredients put together. It's like, here they are. They're at home. This happens. People want to make fun of the Mets, and then they lose the game. And I also think it's just a lot of people, for whatever the reason is, whatever the reason the Mets give the people, want to just slap the Mets around and make fun of them. Yeah. And they were, and unfortunately, the Mets gave them another reason again yesterday, but I don't know. I didn't have the same over-the-top reaction with this. And I also can't sit here and get on a soapbox and talk about how I can't believe that this would happen and there's kids there. I mean, we have some of the most sophomoric humor in the world on this show, the things that I say, the references we make. I mean, there could be kids in the car. I'm not going to sit here like a hypocrite and tell you that this can't happen in front of children. I mean, I'm as guilty as anybody trying to make somebody laugh or entertain using the lowest common denominator. It's just that in with a professional sports franchise that has been looked at as the little brother that can't get it right, you lose a series to a bad baseball team at home, and there's this coupled with social media on a day where not a lot of teams were playing, and it's in the afternoon. Bang, you got this cauldron of crap.
Exactly. Cauldron of crap is a pretty good way of putting it. And, you know, anybody who dislikes the Mets, anybody who thinks that the Mets are a joke, are going to have at it on social media. And that's something that I think most people don't, well, I think most people do understand. But I also know that this is just another, like, shot across the bow of, like, what are we doing here? What are we, a minor league franchise? I mean, are we a major league franchise, or what's happening? And I all I know is that, you know, when we went to the Met game with your kids and my grandkids and everything, we had a great time.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And the kids, my granddaughter's still talking about it.
Yeah.
And Cassie keeps asking Gunnar, when are we going to Met game? When are we going to Met, you know, that whole thing. And that was the experience that we certainly enjoyed and had a lot of fun with. I felt like when we came in here this morning that this was going to be obviously a topic to be talking about, and we'll let the fans say their piece. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like you got to win. That's what's going to bring people to the stadium. It's not who's throwing out the first pitch. And while there was a charity involved in this,
yeah, so they did announce this.
That kind of gets lost in all of it, just
right,
because of the intensity of the backlash.
Right, exactly. And so this Haley Welch is someone who actually, if you look at her, all right. So let's just lay this foundation out for a second.
Okay,
it's I don't think, like, she's not the problem. It's the fact that the reaction that she got, and everybody sort of turning her into a superstar, I think, is the problem. If you look at this as a problem, all right? She is someone who is a young girl who was drinking and had a microphone in front of her face, who said something vulgar and a lot of people determined funny. I have been someone who has said a lot of stuff under the influence, and maybe before I had this job, if a microphone is in front of my face, I might have said something silly and ridiculous. It's just that, of course, it blows up because of the nature of the thing that she said, and it goes crazy. However, since then, I actually saw this video yesterday because a bunch of stuff about her was going around where she goes, I got 15 minutes of fame, everybody keeps saying, so I'm going to put my 15 minutes to good use. And she goes to this animal shelter and she donates a bunch of stuff. And she says, you know, 6 weeks ago, I wouldn't have been able to afford all this stuff. And she goes to the local animal shelter. She also got $5,000 yesterday that she donated to a Dogs for Veterans Foundation. So she's doing good around this, but no one will see that. And I understand why no one will see that. But And I know that people go, well, this is whataboutism, whatever. But sometimes I do think you need to bring up these other examples. Like, yesterday wasn't about her. Like, we pick and choose the things that we get really upset about. Like, there's a lot of great guys in sports, but there's also a lot of bad guys who have done bad things that get second opportunities in sports. So when you sit there and you say, how am I going to explain to my kid that Haley Welch, the hot Tua girl's throwing out the first pitch. Okay, how do you explain to your kid that Domingo Herman slapped his girlfriend in the face at a Yankees charity event and then was still in the pinstripes the next season? I don't know. You could do this a million times. How can I explain to my kid that Tyreek Hill, one of the most famous people in the NFL, kicked his pregnant girlfriend in the stomach before he got drafted? Like, you could go on and on and on with these things. But yesterday, because of the concoction and the recipe of what it was, this became the worst thing in the world. And to me, I think that's ridiculous. Now, was it a good decision by the Mets? No, clearly it wasn't. Shouldn't have happened. But it's not as if, you know, they put out, you know, Putin didn't throw out the first pitch yesterday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The leader of whatever terrorist organization did not throw out the first pitch yesterday. Just some silly internet thing. Not that big of a deal. That's all.
Yeah, and on top of it, they lose, and they're playing mediocre baseball. And everybody thought that, and I think David Stern still believes that this team can win. I mean, you still have to believe they can win, and they're two games out in the wild card, and it's the grimace. It's the oh my god. It was the Timmy trumpets a couple years ago. There's always something.
Yeah, but those things were positive.
I understand they were positive, but I mean, like, my point is why? I don't know why. Just win. That will be, you know, the best marketing and promotional tool that they have.
Yeah, but I mean,
they have to win.
Right, but the guys that make the decisions for the marketing stuff are not, you know, that's out of their control, you know, if they win or not. So it's a tough little thing, you know. Those don't necessarily go hand in hand. But
I was just trying to think, all right, so what's her name, Haley Welch?
Yeah.
So is she bringing more people to the game? Is she generating, I guess, more social media attention? Because she got a lot of it. The Mets got a lot of it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what's the reasoning for it?
I can't answer that question. I mean, I think they, I don't know. I can't, I don't want to put words in it. I don't know. I don't know.
Like, if you remember the day we went to the Mets game, it was against the Mets Nationals. It was a getaway day and everything. A buddy of mine was throwing out the first pitch. I think due in large part because his company is a big sponsor of the Mets. And it's probably one of the nice little things the Mets like to do for their sponsorship group.
Yeah.
And say, hey, you know, if you want to throw out the first pitch, get a picture on the field and you got your Met uniform on. And it's a great thing for those folks that get a chance to do that. I don't, you know, is it a charity thing yesterday? And somebody said, hey, look, you know, she is doing this and getting paid to do this for charity, not by the Mets, by somebody else, I guess. If you are not a winning franchise and you're trying to turn the franchise around, you know, getting like caught up in the social media sewer pit is not really where you want to be.
Yeah, sure. Right. I mean, and I can't argue any of that. I mean, I also think that that is the take. That's the practical take. But in this world and where we live in 2024, you can't just be like, all right, here's the practical take. I'm going to move on to something else. It's got to be like hammer, 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 hammer. I can't believe it. Unbelievable. You suck. This sucks. Everything sucks. You know,
wow. Right. Welcome to my world.
Right, exactly. Yes. So it's just, to me, like, there's also so much, like, crap going on everywhere.
Yes, this is,
I mean,
like,
are we really going to choose this thing as to get our panties in a knot over?
But what do we do for a living? What do we cover for a living?
Yeah, sure.
And the Mets and the Yankees are, you know, story number one.
No, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the reaction.
Oh, I get it. But I'm just saying, but that's what we come in here this morning and we discuss the reaction and we also have to give our own opinions.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And as a Met fan, I just want the Mets to win, and win will, you know, they'll bring, you know, people to the stadium, and they'll make a gazillion dollars, and they'll be able to build that whole thing over there that Steve Cohen wants to build. But something like this is just, it just gets in the way.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's definitely a way to put it. It got in the way and whatever. But
we're not talking about the crappy pitching.
No, I know. And that's really what it comes down to. I mean, I don't know. To me, it wasn't that big of a deal. I was more upset with the fact that they blew a lead and now look like a team that is not going to be able to compete with the better teams in the National League and make the postseason. That, to me, is the thing to be upset about this morning if you're a Mets fan. Really. I mean, that's what it is. I'm not going to tell you what to be upset about or what not to be upset about, but to me,
if you're watching this yesterday. I mean, if they ended up winning that game and coasted to a 5-6-7-1 win, nobody's talking about this thing anymore.
Well, we'd probably be laughing about it.
Right.
But you, when you couple it with a loss and you and the Mets' inability to kind of get out of there, as Mike Puma puts it, mediocrity, it's
you know what it would have been if they won? It would have been another one of these reference points. If they had gone on a winning streak, then we would have said, hey, ever since Tacuba threw out the first pitch, the Mets are 6-0 or something. That's what it would have been.
It was the gay Mets thing. It was
Grimace.
Right. It was, oh my God.
Yeah, so that's what it would have been. But because they lost and because they're in a losing streak and because the Mets in the history that they have, it became a bigger deal than it should have been. So, you know, just right. It's still two games, still two games in the loss behind the Braves out of the wild card.
I have to say, I was only able to watch a little bit of the game at the grill room at one of the places I was playing golf yesterday.
Yeah.
I was invited to a member guest, you know, one of those one day member guests. It was a great day and great friends and had a really fun time. And then, you know, I was going into the grill room just to see what was going on. And I walked in there, they were leading, and then I was like, okay, that's good. And then I walked back in there, and now they're losing. And I'm like, and then I'm trying to, I don't like to take my phone out on the golf course, but I snuck the phone out, and I looked at the Twitter, and I'm like, oh, my God. Because I didn't realize what happened.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. I didn't realize what happened. I'm going home.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get sympathy from the guys I was playing with because I said, I'm going to have to talk about this tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want to talk about it.
Right. So, and we did, and that's fine. Now I think that after that, you have a feel-good summer Friday.
Yeah,
right?
now we can move on.
Yeah,
we're not going to be able to move on because I know the fans are going to want to say something,
maybe.
Which is fine.
Maybe not. We'll see.
I mean, I caught a little Keith McPherson dealing with it yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What was he saying?
I mean, I caught the end of a woman who called in, and I think they were, I think she was trying to lambaste the Mets for this, and I think he was trying to defuse it, and that was my sense, and then I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. All right. Boomer and Geo on the fan.
I was just about to say,
speaking of can't take it anymore. 10 o'clock and not getting
it. Oh my God, you're right.
It blew me and it was exhilarating.
Boomer and Geo on the fan and CBS Sports Network. See what I mean? Who are we? Who are we to judge?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this feel-good summer Friday. Looks like these wildfires are still in the mix here. Thanks, Canada.
Appreciate you. Ruining the last couple of weeks of summer with your stupid wildfires. Get this under control already.
It's weird. It's like it's a nice day, but it doesn't feel like
it. Yeah, I know. It drives me nuts. I mean, wait, did Smokey the Bear not make it up to Canada? Only you can prevent forest fires? Is that just an American thing?
I think it's a every summer thing for Canada, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to get their crap together.
Well, don't get me started, please. Just can we have a nice feel-good Friday?
Yeah, feel-good summer Friday! All right, Jerry Recco is here. He's got an update. What's up, Jerry?
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mets got out to a good start, and then, well, that went by the boards.
Pitch. That's ripped in the air down the right field line toward the pole and gone. Into the first row in right field, a shock. J.J. Bleda hits a grand slam home run. And what was 5-0 ain't 5-0 anymore.
No, it wasn't. Keith Rowden, WCBS.
Below
80.
Me.
80.
Huh?
Below me? Here's Carlos Mendoza. They lose 7-6.
That's not good. Wow. Especially when you have an opportunity to win a series on a day like today, when you take the lead and, like I said, you let them get right back in the game
this
and
morning?
End up losing it.
I
end up losing the series.
So. It's just so funny in the world we live in here with Eddie and all the drops that you could hear Jerry's voice go below me and then Jerry go, huh, to his own voice. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And then Jerry repeat what his own voice just said to him.
Below me?
This is our world. Yeah. Sorry, Jerry. What else you got?
Nothing under the table.
Yeah.
I just checked.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing there.
Right,
yeah. Yeah. Hey, Carlos Mendoza, your pitchers walked 11 guys today.
Oh, God.
We continue to dig in deep and see what's going on here, because obviously when we struggle early in the year, that was one of the main issues, you know, the free passes.
Yeah, a lot of free passes. Not great. And yet the A's bullpen threw 5 innings of 3-hit ball. I don't even want to hear from Jose Quintana. He was terrible. Seth Brown, the go-ahead RBI single. Here was, no one. That's pretty much it. Mark Vientos had 2 home runs. That was the good news for the Mets, but they do lose, and they lose the series. Now, the other part of the good news would be they are still 2 games behind Atlanta for the 3rd wild card, because the Braves actually lost to the Giants yesterday, didn't get the 4-game sweep. 6-0 was the final. Here was Brian Snitker. We didn't sweep, but we have figured things out. And if you're a Met fan, that's not what you want to hear.
We had probably our lowest point of the year and then followed that up with 3 in a row. You know, I think that's good. You hate to lose every game this time of year. Every game's important. Every game's big.
Every game's important. Well, the Mets take on the Marlins, see if they can figure that out tonight. Sean Mania makes the start on WCBS 880. Yankees in Detroit. So you got 2 in Detroit. Then they go to Williamsport for the game Sunday, Little League World Series. So the Staten Island team lost yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm in there.
Whacked.
This team from South Dakota? Does that sound right?
Nevada.
Okay.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I got into them because I saw this whole sort of mini, I don't know, documentary thing on them in a few minutes. I was totally into the team. I was ready to go. I was like, these kids look like I got really hyped for it.
It's not easy, man.
I know it's not easy. I felt bad for the kids because they were ready to go. They were going to make a run. They still have an opportunity,
yes,
though.
Yeah, they're not done yet.
One bad game, turn the page, let's go.
And you're on. Right. That's right. Garrett Cole, the star tonight. Coverage on the Fan at 6. Yankees start today tied with Baltimore now for first place. The Orioles beat the Red Sox 5-1. And then there's the story of one Weston Wilson. Who the hell is he? He's a close to 30-year-old rookie for the Phillies, spent like 9 years in the minor leagues. Maybe not 9, but you get the point. And then he did something that is not done very often last night.
The ball to ready. He kicks in the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, right center field, on the run, call. He will lay out, it's off his glove. Wilson's around first. He's headed for second, and he's got the cycle. Weston Wilson is hit for the cycle tonight for the Phillies.
I believe just the 10th in Phillies history to hit for the cycle, which is kind of cool. 29 years old and getting it done, going 4-for-5 in a 13-3 win over the Nationals. The Brewers did beat the Dodgers 6-4.
It's like a Disney movie.
It's kind of neat, actually.
Guy's been battling his entire career to get to the majors and gets up in a pennant race and hits for the cycle.
Pretty cool. Very cool. Christian Yelich going to undergo season-ending back surgery for Milwaukee. And ESPN is reporting, I don't know if you saw this, maybe you did a sports minute on it, Major League Baseball considering a 6-inning requirement for starting pitchers.
Yes.
The exceptions would be the pitcher suffering an injury, the pitcher throwing more than 100 pitches, or allowing 4 or more earned runs. Seems kind of goofy to me, but okay.
What's the point of that?
To bring back the prestige of the starting pitcher.
And also to make the starting pitcher
work the money that he's getting paid?
Well, yes, but also to kind of be more of a
strike thrower?
A thinking pitcher as opposed to a pitcher that's throwing every ball 100 miles an hour.
Right.
So this is a big deal. I think it's Justin Verlander's brother. I think I saw him talking about that. I think it was Justin Verlander's brother talking about his brother and why he's been able to do what he has done for so long, and the way that, you know, he would hold back early in games. And then when he needed like a 96 or 97 mile an hour fastball later in the game, he could still have it and he would protect his arm.
Pitch instead of just throw.
Exactly. So I think that they're trying to figure out why there's the rash of the UCL injuries. And I think we all know why. It's because guys overthrow.
Also, they've been throwing for a longer time in their lives.
They've been throwing since they're 6 years old now. I talked to a manager of Major League Baseball. He's been around baseball a long, long time. And it was a couple weeks ago, and he told me that, and I guess this is the thing when the teams have night games, and predominantly they do have night games, that relief pitchers throw every day like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, even if they threw the day before on the mound, that they go out and they throw every day. And I guess that's obviously to keep their arm alive, and I guess there's a reason for it. But he was lamenting the fact that they get caught into these like traditions, and he thought that more rest in between throwing the ball may help pitchers protect their arms.
He was a manager?
Yes.
Why didn't he stop it?
Because he can't, because of analytics and because of front office politics and things of that nature.
Well, here's what we know. Nothing is working. So,
yeah,
maybe that is the answer.
I don't know. The interesting thing is he was telling me this is a tradition. So I'm all right, if it's a tradition.
Boomer, when you played high school baseball, seriously, how many pitchers had arm issues in high school?
I don't remember many.
Exactly.
I don't.
You know how many kids now have Tommy John surgery before they graduate high school?
Because they're throwing sliders.
From the time they're six years old.
They're trying to throw 100 miles an hour.
And they're playing on multiple teams and pitching multiple games.
Yeah.
During the week, and it's like G said, they're doing it for far longer now than they've ever done it.
I do remember pitching in games and then playing first base because there was no DH.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm playing first base and then trying to throw the ball the next day was almost impossible.
Need some time off in between, no doubt. Today's the start of Fanatics Fest. I mentioned it because this is kind of cool. Obviously, we've talked about this for a couple weeks. We're going to have a lot of shows there this weekend, including BT and Sal and Evan and Tiki. Show up dressed as Boomer or Tiki for a chance to meet your favorite athlete.
Yeah.
I want Boomer sized and people walking around.
Damn right.
And helmet, uniform.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did this come from?
I'm not sure.
We talked about this with Michael Rubin the other day.
No, he didn't talk about it, somebody dressing up as me.
No, maybe we didn't talk about this. You're right. Where'd this come from?
Yeah, where did this? Nobody knows.
I don't know. I do know.
All I know is this is the first I'm hearing of it.
No, he did tell us that they wanted, like, Comic-Con. They wanted people to come in.
But me specifically?
Oh, well, because you're the two football players here.
All right. Well, I don't know. Say it again. What exactly is it?
All right. So this is, are you the biggest super fan, attention all fan, show up to Fanatics Fest in your best gear for the chance to meet your favorite athletes? We're talking full uniform, head to toe.
Helmet, shoulder pads, all of it.
Right. So what I think is with the combination of that and the WFAN partnership, we have encouraged fans to show up dressed in full uniform as either Boomer or Tiki.
Our two pros.
Yes. That's where I think this is coming.
I see. Okay.
At the next NARP convention, they can show up looking like Eddie or G. But for this, it's you.
All right. I got it.
Makes sense?
Yeah, but that's the first I've heard of this.
Okay. Well, now you know. Preseason football, Eagles beat the Patriots last night. Drake May was 6-for-11 for 43 yards. Ramondre Stevenson ran for like 30 or 40 yards. He did the sideline interview when he was done for the night.
I got to ask you about the guy who just left. How much are they going to miss him? And who's going to step up in his place?
Mm-hmm. I miss Bill. That was one of my favorite coaches. But, you know, Mayo, he's a great leader. He knows what he's doing with us.
And
I'm excited for Mayo, and I think we can get it done with him.
Right. That's not who he actually meant. And the audio is not great because it's on TV and there's a play that happens, but you'll get the point.
I wasn't talking about Mayo. I'm talking about your defensive teammate.
Oh, Judon.
Judon. He's moving on to better places.
Excited.
At least a different place.
Great, a different place. Excited for him.
Right, Matthew Judon, Bill Belichick.
Exactly.
But he said moving on to better places.
Did you see what Gerard Mayo, their new head coach up there in New England, said about Matthew Judon?
I did not.
Well, basically, he was asked about the trade, And Gerard Mayo said, we've gone years without having a premier rusher.
Shot across the bow spot.
Yeah.
I would say so, yeah. Well, you know who does have him now is Raheem Morris in Atlanta.
Yeah, anytime you can add a dog, really, to your group and have him be able to come and be a part of that, that is exciting.
Exciting for sure. And so we'll see. Now, the Falcons also, they made another move yesterday as they got, was it Justin Simmons they signed to a one-year deal, I believe? So they've been very, very busy. 1 year, $8 million, yes, for Simmons. So the Falcons have been very active. Giants in Houston tomorrow. Daniel Jones expected to play. Tomorrow night, the Jets are at Carolina. We're not going to see Aaron Rodgers, as we know, but they are getting set for a season. And Garrett Wilson can't wait to get started with them.
It's exciting for me and for all the receivers in the room, the tight ends. You know, we all feel like we can really just go out there and play and trust our eyes. Don't have to overthink anything.
Fair to say a lot of people believe in the Jets, the Bills, or the Dolphins to win that division. Well, the Dolphins took a shot yesterday as Matt Milano is going to be out at least a couple of months with a torn bicep. So that is a rough shot for Buffalo. The Steelers take on the Bills, that team this weekend. So who starts? Mike Tomlin was asked about Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Russ is scheduled to participate if he has no setbacks, man. It's been a good week. He's been a full participant. He's had a couple really good days. With each passing day, it's less of an issue. And so we look forward to him participating in this home venue.
And I don't have
it. Problem is, he's really weird. Man is not normal. He's weird. I don't know how the hell he got Ciara. I don't know what he's talking about. I said, Russ, what's up, dog? He gives me like this whole like soliloquy about how he's Mr. What is that again? You're Mr.
Unlimited.
Unlimited. It's weird. Weird man. Strange man.
But he is participating.
Abnormal. Participating. Not real. Fake.
But he is participating.
He's participation. In a participation situation.
The follow-up question was, I swear to God, I think she was trolling Tomlin, but I don't have it. I just heard it. Was something along the lines of, so if he's going to be participating as the participant, I think she was making fun of Tomlin, but it was pretty funny. Oscar De La
Not
Hoya
funny.
Was on Club Shay Shay. So you remember back in the day, there were
the photos of him dressed as a woman? Is that where
yeah,
you're going?
Yeah, we remember that. Yeah. So did Shannon. He went. Right.
We had him in here.
Did you?
Yes.
All right, well, whatever. This was
right
funny.
After that.
Maybe he gave you this answer then, like he did yesterday.
Yeah, they're out there 15 years ago. So what? I mean, what? I bet if I asked 30 people here, 20 of them say, "Yeah, I've worn something from a woman."
Whoa!
In closed doors. That's what happens. Whoa. Mine just came out publicly.
Y'all don't know about that, Oscar.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Did he ask you if you've ever worn women's lingerie?
No.
Wow.
20 out of 30 is a big number.
What a warped sense of reality he's got.
I would say so.
And mine just happened to go public.
The NBA released its schedule. We knew about the Knicks in Boston October 22nd, but they will play the Spurs on Christmas Day at noon.
Okay.
Oh, Victor Wembanyama.
Yes.
And exactly. They'll be here, obviously, if they're playing at noon.
They would have to be, I would think, yes.
So. All right, thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So, coming up, it's going to be, let's see, what day is it? So, it's August, it's not August 20th yet, I guess August 20th.
August 16th.
August 20th is Tuesday? Yeah, August 20th is Tuesday. So, Tuesday, August 20th, John Sterling and Susan Waldman t-shirt night at Yankee Stadium.
How about that?
That's a good one. And you got the two of them on the t-shirt, and it says, "That's baseball, Susan." And the first 15,000 fans will get the t-shirt. And it's brought to you by WFAN!
Well, there you go.
That's pretty cool, huh?
No, honoring...
Fabulous!
Nobody honors legacy talent like we do.
Is that true? You think so?
Well, we have Minko in here. You know, you got Steve Summers comes on. Joe Beningo comes on. I mean, they do their own shows. I mean, it's great. I don't have any problem with it. I'm just saying, we're honoring the legacy of John Sterling and Susan Waldman. Then we put Craig Carton in there. And
I mean,
we got a million things going on. Like, there's a million balls in the air.
It's true. We do not like to say goodbye around here.
We do not. We like to hang on as long as we can.
True. Like, the only people that you really never heard from again in a WFAN capacity were Tony Page and Dog, right?
Well, yeah, well, Harris took another job.
Yeah, but I mean, Harris too. Harris gone.
Ed Coleman?
Yeah, but I'm talking like full-time talk show host, but you're right. Those guys are in there too. Eddie C. Where is Eddie C. right
New
now?
New Hampshire.
What's he doing up there? Do you know?
Living.
No, but I know, but like, is he just...
I think he's just enjoying retirement.
All right. Am I enjoying it? Yes. Should I be? Yes.
Yeah, he was a guy that did a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Asking and answering his own questions. Yes. Yeah. Phil Simms does some of that, too, I've heard.
Yeah, a little bit.
People ask me all the time. Is Boomer a jerk? And I say, sometimes. So that'll be a cool night there, August 20th, at Yankee Stadium, John and Susan T-shirt night. I wonder if John's coming back for that. Think he's coming back for that? Think he'd show up there for his T-shirt night?
Of course. He has to show up.
He doesn't have to.
But what is he doing?
I don't know.
What is he doing?
He doesn't want to go, but he stopped broadcasting because he didn't want to make the trip to the Bronx anymore.
He came to Boomer and Geo Live.
He did.
Jersey City.
That is true.
You know, there is still something to be said about being John Sterling and being around the action when you want to be around the action, not when you have to be around the action.
Good point. But I wonder, because he was so adamant about, I don't want to make the commute anymore, like he hears, like, hey, they're giving away a T-shirt, you and Susan. We'd like to have you at the stadium.
So what is going on here?
Yeah. What? No. Oh, there he is. Look at that. From Boomer and Geo Live. We have it here on CBS Sports Network. Tremendous. That was a great night, wasn't it?
That was a great night, yes.
We had so many great guests. Look at all of the Boomer and Geo listeners up there standing up, standing ovation for John, taking pictures.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
Did we get Sam Rosen to do it next year?
Well, we'll probably do one before the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
Which means that Sam most likely will be indisposed.
And he'll be working.
He'll be working because he has one more year working.
Okay.
Well, that's not a bad idea. I'm just guessing we're going to have one more before the end of the year. I really don't know anything about it. I'm just assuming we're going to do one more before the end of the year. Guys, don't you think?
I guess this is one of these things that nobody ever tells me about.
Yeah. So,
well, I think you were on a certain email, maybe.
What? I don't look at emails. I don't know what to tell you.
No, we've had a discussion. We've zeroed in on a date, potential date.
Okay, good.
And I will say, I can't. They don't like when I give out a lot of details.
Okay,
so I won't give out a lot of details. I will tell you that we are on the one in New Jersey, one on Long Island, back and forth. So that means we started in Jersey, went to Long Island number 2, went back to New Jersey number 3. So number 4 will be on Long Island.
Number 4.
Number 4.
And I don't think Sam would be available for that tentative date.
Okay.
All right.
It's more than a tentative date. It's actually locked in, but I don't know how much I'm allowed to say.
Yeah, I don't want to say.
Yeah, don't say anything.
People
please.
Figure it out.
It's a feel good Friday right now, so let's leave it there.
Not ruin anything. It's not a feel. I mean, it's not that. This is not anti feel good Friday.
Okay.
Is it?
No.
We're talking about a big time event that we'll be having before the end of the year. Another Boomer and Geo Live. So stay tuned.
All right.
For all the pomp and circumstance and the details and everything else.
Yeah, I'll have to look at the Rangers schedule.
I did. Not happening.
Not happening. Okay.
What's not happening?
Sam Rosen.
Oh. Okay, Sam joining us. All right. Yeah, but last time we had to worry about a Rangers playoff game. This, not so much. Don't have to worry about a playoff game. Just a regular season game. And don't say the date.
I'm not going to say the date.
You went right by it. Where is it? Okay, yeah, they're up in Canada. They're up in Western Canada.
Yeah, okay.
Well, maybe there's a little too much detail.
It's all right. It'll be fine. I'm sure we'll announce it like right after Labor Day.
Right? Probably, yeah.
You would think. That'd be a good time to do it. Unless we wait to October, but
I have not heard that it's 100% done.
I think it is.
You have heard that?
Yeah, we got hotel emails yesterday.
Oh, I didn't get one.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm out.
No, it was just like choosing the hotel. It was like, what's your opinion of this hotel or that hotel?
Red Roof Inn.
Yeah, the Sayville Motor Lodge, where they had to... It was on Sunrise Highway, and they had a whole sting of like some sort of prostitution that was getting thrown out of there. Maybe that's where we'll stay. I always used to tell you, like when we did the boat party thing, I was like, the hotels on Long Island, you got to be careful. Unless you're out
shady, could be a little shady.
Unless you go out to the Hamptons, and then we're talking about, you know,
bed and breakfast that I stayed in down there in Bellport was beautiful.
It was. Temperance
Hall. That was perfect.
And I think they called the Bellport Inn now. It's great. Yeah. But that's few and far between.
And the place we stayed for the B&G Live 2 was awesome.
Yeah, Ohika Castle. That's right.
That was nice. Yeah, very nice.
That was very nice. But when you're talking about, like, you get a lot of motor lodges, you get a lot of inns, things like that.
Well, I forget the event when we stayed in, what were we doing? But
time out. You know, when we do our Memorial Day show, what are we staying in? Hampton Inn.
Yeah, it's a Hampton Inn. That's fine. But you cannot dispute this. There is a section of Long Island that chances are you're going to get, if you stay in a hotel there, there will be a hooker in there as well.
Okay.
There's just like almost 100%.
Okay. Is it more South Shore? Is it more Middle Island on ELIE?
I think it's...
You think it's Sunrise Highway? You talking Sunrise Highway?
It's just
Highway?
All around, man.
Okay.
It's just all around. And we had this confirmed by police officers the last time I brought this up. It just is the case.
I don't get the vibe for the place we stay for the kickoff.
No. That's different.
That's a different. Yeah, it's a very clean hotel.
That was
very
fine.
Nice hotel.
Yeah.
And they serve coffee when you leave in the morning.
Absolutely. Give you a little apple.
Yeah. Breakfast bag.
Yeah.
Remember that time you stayed up all night because the couple next to you in that hotel was Stupfest?
They were going at it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Screaming, you say?
Screaming. There was some screaming going on.
Couldn't sleep.
No. It was quite the night. You know, one of those things where I'm banging on the wall.
Yeah, shut up!
Already, come on, get it done.
By the way, Jerry said he only slept 2 hours last night.
Yes, that is correct.
Why? What happened?
He has these nights where he just cannot sleep.
He's one of those overthinkers.
Yes.
See,
he can't turn his brain off.
But he seems like a guy who would. Like, what's he thinking about? And you know, he's probably thinking about this golf tournament that he's running on Monday. That's probably what he's thinking about.
You want to go to it?
I'm so confused by our invite.
Right.
We got to talk to him about it.
Yeah, you can come, you don't come, you show up, you do show up. I'm like, do you want
us there or you don't want us? I mean, I feel like he wants us there. He also feels bad about asking
correct.
Us, but then
he
I'm like...
He would love for you to be there, but he doesn't want to obligate you.
Well, I was thinking that we may have said, we'll do it.
That's what I thought. But then we asked him at Jets camp.
Right.
And he was like, no, I didn't lock you guys in for that at all. I don't want to do that to you. And I was like, oh, but I thought we say yes. So I put it in my calendar.
And then I had it in my calendar as well, but I didn't know whether or not we were still doing it. Oh, here he comes.
Wait, hold on. All right. We have to take a break. We're late right. here. Yeah. Can we do this at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, do this right. at 7 o'clock. All right. Just calm down there, cuz.
He's calm.
I know he just came flying in here.
He's not calm.
He's calm. He seems fine.
You're calm?
I'm actually very calm.
You're very calm.
Yeah.
You didn't get any sleep last night.
You guys spewing lies.
You didn't get any sleep last night.
I didn't. Not last night. No.
Right, yeah.
About 15 minutes.
See, I don't feel like we spewed any lies.
We're just trying to figure out.
Biggs. Portray that. And it's really not a conversation for on the air, but that was not portrayed properly.
I didn't think we were doing anything wrong.
Just trust me.
Okay,
We want to come to your golf tournament.
Okay, I mean, it would have been good to know that 2 months ago, but okay.
No. You told me the date, and I was like, I'll do it.
No, no. We will talk about this off the air, please. Off the air?
All right.
Then we're not
coming. Promise you.
I'm very calm.
All right.
Off the air.
So maybe you don't want us there.
Oh, shut up.
I have a different memory of what happened. I'm serious.
That's fine. You can have a different memory.
I thought we said that we were coming.
whatever you talked about him about was different with me. And maybe it was like the same thing and like you got confused. We'll talk about it.
All right,
Boomer and Gio on the fans.
We want to support you and help you any which way we can.
F off, you a-holes.
Whatever he's playing, off the air.
All right. Boomer and Gio on the fan at CBS Sports Network.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Gio.
All right, Boomer and Gio on the fan and CBS Sports Network. So, coming up, it's going to be, let's see, what day is it? So, it's August,
it's not August 20th yet, I guess August 20th.
August 16th.
August 20th is Tuesday? Yeah, August 20th is Tuesday. So, Tuesday, August 20th, John Sterling and Susan Waldman t-shirt night at Yankee Stadium. How about that? That's a good one. And you got the two of them on the t-shirt, and it says, "That's baseball, Susan." And the first 15,000 fans will get the t-shirt. And it's brought to you by WFAN!
Well, there you go.
That's pretty cool, huh?
No, honoring...
Fabulous!
Nobody honors legacy talent like we do.
Is that true? You think so?
Well, we have Minko in here. You know, you got Steve Summers comes on. Joe Beningo comes on. I mean, they do their own shows. I mean, it's great. I don't have any problem with it. I'm just saying, we're honoring the legacy of John Sterling and Susan Waldman. Then we put Craig Carton in there. And
I mean,
we got a million things going on. Like, there's a million balls in the air.
It's true. We do not like to say goodbye around here.
We do not. We like to hang on as long as we can.
True. Like, the only people that you really never heard from again in a WFAN capacity were Tony Page and Dog, right?
Well, Harris took another job.
Yeah, but I mean, Harris too. Harris gone.
Ed Coleman?
Yeah, but I'm talking like full-time talk show host, but you're right. Those guys are in there too. Eddie C. Where is Eddie C. right
now? New Hampshire.
What's he doing up there? Do you know?
Living.
No, but I know, but like, is he just...
I think he's just enjoying retirement.
All right. Am I enjoying it? Yes. Should I be? Yes.
Yeah, he was a guy that did a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And asking and answering his own questions.
Yes.
Yeah, Phil Simms does some of that, too, I've heard.
Yeah, a little bit.
People ask me all the time. Is Boomer a jerk? And I say, sometimes. Yeah, so that'll be a cool night there, August 20th, Yankee Stadium, John and Susan t-shirt night. I wonder if John's coming back for that. Think he's coming back for that? Think he'd show up there?
He has to show up.
He doesn't have to.
But what is he doing?
I don't know.
What is he doing?
He doesn't want to go, but he stopped broadcasting because he didn't want to make the trip to the Bronx anymore.
He came to Boomer and Geo Live.
He did.
In Jersey City.
That is true.
You know, there is still something to be said about being John Sterling and being around the action when you want to be around the action, not when you have to be around the action.
Good point. But I wonder, because he was so adamant about, I don't want to make the commute anymore, like he hears, like, hey, they're giving away a t-shirt, you and Susan. We'd like to have you at the stadium.
So what is going on here?
Yeah. What? No. Oh, there he is.
There
Look at
is.
That from Boomer and Geo Live. We have it here on CBS Sports Network. Tremendous. That was a great night, wasn't
that was
it?
A great night, yes.
We had so many great guests. Look at all of the Boomer and Geo listeners up there standing up, standing ovation for John. Taking pictures.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
Did we get Sam Rosen to do it next year?
Well, we'll probably do one before the end of the year.
Okay.
Which means that Sam most likely will be indisposed.
And he'll be working.
He'll be working because he has one more year working.
Okay.
Well, that's not a bad idea. I'm just guessing we're going to have one more before the end of the year. I really don't know anything about it. I'm just assuming we're going to do one more before the end of the year. Guys, don't you think?
I guess this is one of these things that nobody ever tells me about.
Yeah. So,
well, I think you were on a certain email, maybe.
What? I don't look at emails. I don't know what to tell you.
No, we've had a discussion. We've zeroed in on a date, potential date.
Okay. Good.
And I will say, I can't. They don't like when I give out a lot of details.
Okay.
So I won't give out a lot of details. I will tell you that we are on the one in New Jersey, one on Long Island, back and forth. So that means we started in Jersey, went to Long Island number two, went back to New Jersey number three. So number four will be on Long Island.
Number four.
Number four.
And I don't think Sam would be available for that tentative date.
Okay.
All right.
It's more than a tentative date. It's actually locked in, but I don't know how much I'm allowed to say.
I don't want to say.
Yeah, don't say anything,
people
please.
Will figure it out.
It's a feel-good Friday right now, so let's leave it there.
I'm not ruining anything. It's not a feel. I mean, it's not that. This is not anti-feel-good Friday.
Okay.
Is it?
No, I don't.
We're talking about a big-time event that we'll be having before the end of the year. Another Boomer and Geo Live. So stay tuned.
All right.
For all the you know, pomp and circumstance and the details and everything else.
Yeah, I'll have to look at the Rangers schedule.
I did. Not happening.
Not happening. Okay.
What's not happening?
Sam Rosen.
Oh. Okay, Sam joining us. All right. Yeah, but last time we had to worry about a Rangers playoff game. This, not so much. Don't have to worry about a playoff game. Just a regular season game. And don't say the date.
I'm not going to say the date.
You went right by it. Where is it? Okay, yeah, they're up in Canada. They're up in Western Canada.
Yeah, okay.
Well, maybe there's a little too much detail.
It's all right. People are, it'll be fine. I'm sure we'll announce it like right after Labor Day.
Probably, right? Yeah.
You would think. That'd be a good time to do it. Unless we wait to October, but
I have not heard that it's 100% done.
I think it is.
You have heard that?
Yeah, we got hotel emails yesterday.
Oh, I didn't get one.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm out.
No, it was just like choosing the hotel. It was like, what's your opinion of this hotel or that hotel?
Red Roof Inn.
Yeah, the Sayville Motor Lodge where they had to, it was on Sunrise Highway, and they had a whole sting of like some sort of prostitution that was getting going out there. Maybe that's where we'll stay. I always used to tell you, like, when we did the boat party thing, I was like, the hotels on Long Island, you got to be careful. Unless you're out
there. It could be a little shady.
Unless you go out to the Hamptons, and then we're talking about, you know,
bed and breakfast that I stayed in down there in Belport was beautiful.
It was. Temperate
was
hall.
Perfect.
And I think they call it the Belport Inn now. It's great. Yeah. But that's few and far between.
And the place we stayed for the B&G Live 2 was awesome.
Yeah, Ohika Castle. That's
that was
right.
Nice. Yeah, very nice.
That was very nice. But when you're talking about, like, you get a lot of motor lodges, you get a lot of inns, things like that.
Well, I forget the event when we stayed in what were we doing. But
time out. You know, when we do our Memorial Day show, what are we staying in? Hampton Inn.
Yeah, it's a Hampton Inn. That's fine. But you cannot dispute this. There is a section of Long Island that chances are you're going to get, if you stay in a hotel there, There will be a hooker in there as well.
Okay.
There's just like almost 100%.
Okay. Is it more South Shore? Is it more Middle Island on ELIE?
I think it's.
I think it's Sunrise Highway? Are you talking Sunrise Highway?
It's just
Highway?
All around, man.
Okay.
It's just all around. And we had this confirmed by police officers the last time I brought this up. It just is the case.
I don't get the vibe for the place we stay for the kickoff.
No. That's different.
That's a different. Yeah, it's a very clean hotel.
It was
very nice hotel.
Yeah.
And they serve coffee when you leave in the morning.
Absolutely. Give you a little apple.
Yeah. Breakfast bag.
Yeah.
Remember that time you stayed up all night because the couple next to you in that hotel was Stupfest?
They were going at it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Screaming, you
said? Screaming. There was some screaming going on.
Couldn't sleep.
No.
Yeah.
it was quite the night. You know, one of those things where I'm banging on the wall.
Yeah, shut up!
Shut up already! Come on, get it done.
By the way, Jerry said he only slept 2 hours last night.
Yes, that is correct.
Why? What happened?
He has these nights where he just cannot sleep.
He's one of those overthinkers.
Yes.
See,
he can't turn his brain off.
But he seems like a guy who would. Like, what's he thinking about? You know, he's probably thinking about this golf tournament that he's running on Monday. That's probably what he's thinking about.
You want to go to it?
I'm so confused by our invite.
Right.
We got to talk to him about it.
You can come, you don't come, you show up, you do show up. I'm like,
do you want us there or you don't want us? I mean, I feel like he wants us there, but he also feels bad about asking us. But then
he
would
love for you to be there, but he doesn't want to obligate you.
Well, I was thinking that we may have said, we'll do it.
That's what I thought. But then we asked him at Jets camp.
Right.
And he was like, no, I didn't lock you guys in for that at all. I don't want to do that to you. And I was like, oh, but I thought we said yes. So I put it in my calendar.
And then I had it in my calendar as well, but I didn't know whether or not we were still doing it. Oh, here he comes.
Wait, hold on. All right, we do have to take a break. We're late right here. Yeah. Can we do this at 7 o'clock? Yeah, do this at 7 o'clock.
All right, just calm down there, cuz.
He's calm.
I know he just came flying in here.
Wait, who's not calm?
He's calm. He seems fine.
You're calm?
I'm actually very calm.
You're very calm.
Yeah.
You didn't get any sleep last night.
You guys spewing lies.
You didn't get any sleep last night.
I didn't. Not last night, no.
Right, yeah.
About 15 minutes.
See, I don't feel like we spewed any lies.
We're just trying to figure out.
You did not portray that. And it's really not a conversation for on the air, but that was not portrayed properly.
I didn't think we were doing anything wrong.
Just trust me.
Okay, all right.
We want to come to your golf tournament.
Okay, I mean, it would have been good to know that 2 months ago, but okay.
No. You told me the date, and I was like, I'll do it.
No, no, we will talk about this off the air, please. Off the air?
All right.
Then we're not coming.
I'm very calm.
All right.
Off the air.
So maybe you don't want us there.
Oh, shut up.
I have a different memory of what happened. I'm serious.
That's fine. You can have a different memory.
I thought we said that we were coming.
Whatever you talked about him about was different with me. And maybe it was like the same thing and like you got confused. We'll talk about it.
All right,
Boomer and Gio on the fans.
We want to support you and help you any which way we can.
F off, you a-holes.
Whatever he's playing, off the air.
All right. Boomer and Gio on the fan at CBS Sports Network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.